USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is withdrawing the nomination of acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf as head of DHS. Senators are out of session until the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, so any movement on the nomination is moot. The president's action is seen as reaction to Wolf's statement on the siege of the Capitol this week, Wolf calling it tragic and sickening. The acting police chief in Washington, D.C. says 68 people are facing charges following violence at the Capitol. Robert Conti says the arrests were made yesterday and into today.
Of the 68 arrests, 60 were adult males and 8 were adult females. 41 of those arrests occurred on U.S. Capitol grounds, and to my knowledge, only one of the arrestees is from the District of Columbia.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.